Blog Talk Radio.
I
Now
happy in a million ways. Nobody ever makes me feel the same when I'm with you.
Watch it up nice and slow.
In the back.
See my way. living here on God's green earth. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought I'd need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but I don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same, cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt.
You're the one
who keeps me sane and I can't complain. Drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins. Keep me alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over mine.
Cause you're mine.
Fight.
takes a lot of time in one night. And I'm a little bark, but I'm all bite. Trying to eat you, then I'm trying to kiss you, cause I know you freaky and you wanna taste you. Yeah, I fucking feel you, mean I feel you fucking shit. I feel you coming, ain't gon' be no running off. A 5'5", I can handle it. You 5'5", I ain't scandalous. You ain't gotta be mine to do all this. Gotta make time for you, that bitch. Keep it real with ya, real with ya, real with ya. I'm trying to experience. Gotta take me serious. Oh no.
Good evening, and welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey, diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Sitting back enjoying the music and ready to get this show started. So let me finish this introduction here. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. It's sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Diva. You got yours on?
All the time.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. We won't bite, I promise, unless you want us to. And before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I have to send out a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of those beautiful gems that we talk about, Raw Links. And you can acquire them over at Raw Links, BeRaw@Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these beautiful pieces of jewelry. Now, Diva, tonight is open mic. You know, that means we can get any old thing. You never know what could come out of somebody's pen. Ah, I thought y'all thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? I gotcha. You know, I think most of the time, I don't even know what's going to come out of my pen sometimes. I just get to write, and then it turns into something good, you know? So, what about you? Do you always know what you're going to write, or are you just sometimes you just pick up your pen and start writing?
You know, it happens at the least time when I expect it, or if I wake up in the morning, there's something on my mind, or before I go to bed, or sometimes I'll just sit and just let it hit me, you know what I mean? And then
absolutely
start.
Absolutely. Well, I grabbed something. Hold on, give me a second to find it. I think y'all have heard this before, but it's been a long time since I have spit it. But I think it is appropriate tonight. It's erotic. It's not a long piece. Maybe I'll do a longer piece for you a little bit later, but it is somewhat erotic and romantic,
right,
I guess.
All right, well,
so,
I'm going to put the spotlight on you, Diva. The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. This is called Let It Rain. Stimulates me in such a way, before he even touches me, he whispers, I know what lies deep between your thighs. Just beyond that patch of rich sable hair. And it's time to harvest my favorite fruit. It fills him with hedonistic desire, knowing she is to be made moist and tasted and filled from the depths of her core to the rim of complete ecstasy. Says it's the only thing to bring such a king as him to his knees. He craves me, gripping my breast, tracing my areola slowly with his tongue, sucking my nipple and softly rubbing my clit. I say, right there. He says, you are so wet. I can no longer pace the trembling of my breath. Silence broken, echoes of ecstasy reverberate off corners of the room as he uses his beard as a paintbrush to coat my thighs from my juices overflowing. My legs shaking, body jerking. Oh, my mind is blown as I explode, all in his mouth. And I holler, I can't stop coming. His tongue drilling into her as if speaking manifestations of staying wet. And he climbs on top to go for a ride, stroking her ever so slightly and slowly, whispering to me once again, allow me to dance in your storm, where the honey of nature is derived. I want to drown in your blissful waves. I know of nothing sweeter. But let it rain, my love. Let it rain. And that's that piece.
Ooh-wee. Diva. Every time I hear that, I'm like, because you know me, I see it. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's my intentions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So without further to do, I'm going to step down off the stage and just adjust the spotlight just a little bit. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Diva. This is from New Ink. I just finished. So it's untitled. I was asleep when I felt gentle kisses on my neck that traveled to my shoulder. I trembled. His lips tantalized my skin. His hands roamed over my ample hips. I waited silently. My senses were about to be overwhelmed because he kissed where he licked. I knew what was coming. He was about to send me into the cosmos in total ecstasy, floating in the stratosphere. His mouth desired my sweet nectar, and he wasted no time going to my treasure. He partook of my engorged flesh. It was drenched, and I had no time to cogitate. I had not one coherent thought, and he had all he wanted, or so I thought. He wanted more. So I acquiesced, and finally I was given what I needed. It was breathtaking. I was vocal, letting him know his lovemaking was out of this world, and I couldn't have asked for anyone better to take me, body and soul, straight to heaven and floating back down, with his lips kissing my neck and shoulder. I looked into his eyes, and he saw the reflection of my emotions. Sorry about that. As I looked into his eyes, he saw the reflection of his emotions and mine. It was love everlasting, and that's that piece.
It was love everlasting as you looked into his emotions. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I'm a big romantic nutcase. I love it. I mean, yeah. I love, you know. And the physical part is a bonus, but to have that real feeling inside and you can, you know the emotions are real, the thoughts that they have of you, the way that they talk to you. Girl, yes, Very nice. Very, very nice. I love that piece. Well, Diva, we do have a caller waiting in queue. Y'all have to excuse me because I don't know you by number because I kind of lost my phone log book. So if I call your number and I don't know who you are, excuse me for it, please. But we're going to open up this first microphone to area code 346. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Welcome.
Hello, my divas.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, lovely lady.
That's wonderful.
How have you been?
Been good. Tell everybody who you are, so they can know.
La Perla Negra.
I'm here.
Could you please tell everyone who you are? I know you know who I am. No, ma'am.
You have to make the announcement, please.
They know who I am. They know who I be.
No, they don't. They ain't heard from you in a long, long time.
And
you know, when your show used to be one of the most popular shows out there.
And that's why they know exactly who I am.
You see how they do me.
You see how they do me, Diva.
Come in here.
So you actually went to Cinnabon on me, right?
Yes. I'm here.
As my niece say, yes, I do.
It's been so long. Shoot. I know.
It's been a
minute. Yeah, I know life happens.
Life happens, and things change, and work changes, and time changes, and we're getting it back together. We gotta let y'all, you know, meet.
Of course.
But to answer your question, but to go ahead and say who I am, because you're just being one of those people today.
See,
that wasn't that hard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a host from a show that was very, very, very popular. And I don't know what happened to him. But like she said, life happens, okay? It's called Drift the Mic, all right? And, man, you would get a treat, especially if you were a first-time caller on there. That show was super, super hot. And she is also married to another infamous poet named Aziz, the poemologist. Okay, and they are an amazing couple together. They're a powerhouse. You know? Separate, they're pretty good, too. But together, man, they make a dynamite team. And I'm glad she decided to grace us with her voice, and I know we're gonna get some good poetry from you, Miss Lady. I already know it. How's that beautiful grandbaby though? Before we get into it,
I'm gonna kill him, but it's all good.
I'm threatening that baby all the time.
You sent me a picture the other day with a cowboy hat and crocodiles.
Oh my goodness.
The hat was too big. But it was cute. I'll share it with you later.
Of course. I just know you better.
And before we go any further, I must say this. Happy belated birthday. I know I called you on your birthday, but you were busy. I don't know what you were doing. You rushed me off the phone. You didn't even give me a chance to sing to you, pour my heart out. I was crying. I had tears in my eyes.
Oh, Lord. She tried to break me. Y'all hear this?
Still crying.
Thank you. Oh, Lord.
I felt like you were treating me like the redheaded stepchild that I am.
Oh, wow.
Lord have mercy. I so apologize.
And I'm trying not to laugh. Look, and I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
I got fake tears coming right now.
No, no. Mm-hmm. No, you do. I appreciate it. I really, really do. You know I do. I love you. You know that. Oh, man. Thank you so much. Yes.
I'm coming for Cinnabon too. She ain't heard me in a minute. I got to mess with her too, because you know I can't mess with one half. I got to mess with everybody to make it a whole.
I know, and you know she has the title as Mrs. Now. Her's mad now. You know. So,
Congratulations. Congratulations. You trying to be grown over there. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Guess you all grown up now and fall in love and everything. You know, happily married and all that good stuff.
Look, you should have known she was falling in love when she was talking about Cinnabons and how they the creamy filling in it.
All the icing.
Yeah.
I remember that. Trust me, I remember.
She's not going to live that one down.
I'm trailing behind. I'm staying open to the possibility of being snatched, or as some folks say, having my house taken off the market. You know. That's one of the sayings that they use when they trying to capture you, you know, trying to take their house off the market.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful thing.
It's all good. I'm being patient.
I'm talking too much. Let me go and get into this piece.
All right, well, let me move out the way. You know, I'll put the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This sinful addiction, its intuitions shake the foundation of every authorized position. Every trace of infectious radiating through us. It's radiating through dilated pupils straight into submission to the windows of the soul. It is a most deeper and deeper entwining this hunger to be held, to be loved, to be kissed. It awakens the aromatic sense of this crazy us. You see, our essence, our aura, it leaves a special marksmanship, illuminating footprints that journey and waves embracing our sultry paradise, showing the world that every little segment of amazing abundance is benefit to this masterpiece called us. It is all possible that at this very moment, vicious cycles surge, they surge and cultivate embers that ignite the shape of this agonizing obsession, this electrifying intrusions beneath the skin, assembling waves, ravenous waves of illuminating suggestions, just to create us. Simplifying unique nature, the sweetness of this unconditional love that jumps ordinary. See, it literally catches a fire that's beating in top condition with definition, touching erotic sentiments. It's like a drug. It's a drug when two lovers raise their senses and stun each other beyond repentance. Because of our emotion, we are lying here naked and bare, dripping in awe. You see, it's promoting this inspired manuscript, materializing strategical design, manifesting massive content, writing a number one bestseller on our hearts. It lacks nothing but luster and impact. It's always the ones that think that they have a sound and true sound. But it's not like that until you get to the epilogue, because the epilogue gives power and passion and purpose that's constantly unlocking our full attention with confidence. It's that passion, that love, that craving that's driving our souls into a chaotic storm.
That's that drip.
What was that electric, electrifying sensation under the skin? Woo. Wow.
Yes. I need that. I so need that.
That stood out. I was like, wait a minute. What?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to pick up on the window to the soul. You know how when you go and you get your eyes diluted and they become wild?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Eyes are the window to the soul. So I wanted to make sure that you understood that when you dilate that eye, I can see everything. Mm-hmm. We can see everything within each other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. Read them stories behind them windows. Absolutely. That was delicious. It's been so long, Eric. Goodness gracious. And I love that. Like I said, that was absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Miss Diva.
Which one, Miss Diva?
I don't call you Miss Diva. I don't call you Diva. So don't. I don't know why you just Miss Pearl, nigga. I don't understand why you just jumped in the middle of my conversation, Miss Diva.
If you don't mind
jumping in my IMs and sending me your address. On your nuptials, if you don't mind.
Okay. I don't mind.
Hello?
Thank you very much.
That's so sweet.
I had to get it out before you put me over there on the couch with the psychiatrist and all that stuff, because you know something wrong with me.
This is not poetic therapy. You can actually go over in the Love Lounge and get a drink tonight. Yeah, we got a mixologist over there. Yeah, poetic therapy is on the weekends, love. Yeah.
I know that, but I still need to lay on that couch because something's wrong with me, even with my drink.
You better go put your feet up in the VIP lounge in the Love Lounge.
But I like to take pictures on the couch.
The doors are closed to the offices. You got to get your therapy. We got a VIP lounge. We got a couch in there, so you can lay back, put your feet up there, and see who comes over there and say hi.
I just want to put my feet up with my drink and take some pictures.
There you go. That's the place to do it for sure. holler at my mixologist, Kalinda, when you get over there. She knows what you drink. All you got to do is walk in there, put your finger up in the air. She got you. Trust me.
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
For real, I got on my raw links.
Oh, I know that's right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to Warren Lake. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
we can really put in the work and give them, make some more for us. You know how beautiful them pieces are. Man. Yes. Okay.
Well, ladies, I'm going to get out the way.
Subliminal. Thank you for coming through. Appreciate it. We miss you. And don't
problem.
Be a stranger, honey. You know it's always open mic waiting here for you. All right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Keep tripping.
Thank you. Woo. That was pretty hot.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. That was pretty hot. Diva, I think I'm going to play a song and then I'll come back with a radio station identification. And then maybe we can do one more piece for everybody. How about that?
How about it? I'm all ready.
All
set. All
right.
Getting kind of dark already. Should I light up?
Yeah.
Diva, 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 that song right there, I haven't heard it and played it in a while, but it always has the same effect on me, especially when, I think it's Wanye, his that chord where he say, come play with me. Ooh, yeah, it does something to me. There's something about that high note, like the falsettos and the sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
They, ooh, it just moves something in me, girl. I can't help myself. Can't help myself. So I have another piece if you'd like to hear it. I'd like to do it for you.
Almost definitely, absolutely. But you know what, Diva? It's almost, 10 o'clock? So I might have to get a little more.
Oh, I forgot to do I can do a station ID real quick. I totally forgot. Give me a second.
Tiffany Radio.
Thank you for a reminder, Diva. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, sometimes we get to multitasking and we forget certain things that we had intentions on doing, you know. Yes, it is. It's coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. We have about 5 minutes, I believe, left before we hit 10 o'clock. But I would like to do another piece. But I'm going to give you the telephone number to call in before I do that. The phone number to Epiphany Radio is 319-527-6300. And please press that one to join us. We'd love you too. Now, let me see. All right. Is y'all ready for my piece?
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Of Him. He transforms at night, and I want the beast in him. So I greet him, already juicy and on all fours. Allowing him to lose control as I feel a poem being constructed from every spot he's kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous. Because he's read my essence like a book, as if his pen on my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire. Because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied, and I want more of only him. In his energy, I know ownership because I allow him to claim me. I love being the moon in his life who gave him tears from the stars. So melancholy no longer dwells or is veiled within or found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt, because my mind is free as he holds me captive. And I now crave only the sweetest things in life because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and savors my fruit. I flourish and grow because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. He gives me life. His lore is tender and effortless as an arousing scent of aromatherapy. My mouth torrid with excitement while trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips. And I am completely engulfed in the revealed, unapologetic simplicity of him. And that's that piece.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Thank you.
You know what? Sometimes I don't even
my neighbor's dogs. Say again.
I said, sometimes I don't even want to go after you, Diva. It is just,
Oh, come on now. Come on now. All that deliciousness you got in your arsenal, please, don't even try. I know you got something. I ain't even gonna hesitate on it. I'm going to stand back, put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, this is going to be totally off the romantic anything. All right, let me tell you a story. There was a woman who gave up on love. She was cynical, couldn't see how beautiful she was. Fiercely independent, never codependent, never needing anyone, yet wanting to live. She survived without true love throughout the years, cried silent tears, resigned to being alone, put all hurt to the back of her head, decided to dedicate her life to her family. She thought it all made sense until a man introduced himself, listened to her, and decided no one else, from the time he saw her, could have her but him. He shot from the heart. Honesty mixed with intimacy made her love him. She had hope and began to pray. She realized she loved him in spite of her flaws, seriously hoping he'd stay. The light came back in her eyes. It met with a smile. That's that piece.
I love that. You know how I am about light and love and all that good stuff, girl. You know how I get about it. Oh, man. Yeah, that was beautiful. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Man, thank you very much. Well, Diva, we don't have any more callers in here with their hands up, so I guess it's going to be an early turn-in for us. And but I do appreciate Subliminal coming in here and giving us that fine piece of poetry, as always. You know, I don't expect anything less from her. If she brought something less, I'd know something was wrong, something was going on. We probably have to have, you know, a little talk or something. You know, but, I truly, truly appreciate it. And as always, I love working with you. You know, this partnership is the bomb, you know. But without Arthur Larry Maddox, you know, for real, the poet, we wouldn't even exist. So I have to say thank you to him before we get up out of here. I know you thought I forgot for real, but I don't forget about you, baby. I got you. And you got any closing words, Diva?
Ooh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you for listening to those who stream online and to those who are just hanging on with, not pressing one, but that's okay. We thank you for listening, and we just, you know, I just want to tell you guys, be kind. You know, this world is going to hell in a handbasket, and you know what? It doesn't hurt to be kind. So, So y'all stay safe. God bless you. Diva.
I share the same sentiments as my diva, my wonderful co-host. And I want you guys to just be sensible because it's still, you know, these germs are out here attacking people. And some of them, it's really, really bad for us. I send my prayers out to them. I also want to send my prayers out to those of my friends and loved ones that have lost somebody recently. I'm sending love and light to you, and you are always in my prayers. Always, my condolences. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to continue to love and respect one another, okay? And get that good relationship going with yourself, because there is where spirit dwells. And always, always, I can't stress this enough, please be kind to yourself, please. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say peace and take you out with this.
of a sky.